RVJ258. RVJ258.
I think this repeater is jacked up. Detroit's dead. I don't even get up anymore. And I notice people haven't been there, so. Catch you later, man. WSOZ 793, and I'm on the side. No sign of the friendlies. WSOZ 793 on the side. WSGH-92 monitoring.
WRPV 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, standing by. WRPV 448 monitoring.
WRZD 872. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, 872. This is Kurt. I'm out of Groveland Township, Michigan, and I'm going through the Flint repeater. Whereabouts are you today, sir?
Nice to meet you. This is Kevin, and I'm just getting ready to climb the Zilwaukee Bridge.
Well, very good. I should definitely be able to read you loud and clear. Also, Kevin's a cool name. That's the name of my brother. Over.
Yeah, I'm kind of fond of it. I think it's a good, strong name.
But as you are going over the bridge today, are you recreation? Are you working? Over.
Well, I've got kind of an ironic situation. I'm a full-time fireman down in Metro Detroit, but I live up in Roscommon, so I just got off a 24-hour shift at 8 a.m., and I'm heading back home.
Wow, that is a commute. Well, my hat goes off to you. I used to live in Detroit, and, yeah, that's definitely some stomping grounds there. Again, appreciate your service down there. Over.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you. Kind of works out. I only work 9 days a month, so we don't have a residency requirement, and kind of affords me the opportunity to live where I want to live. And, you know, living up north, it's difficult to be a fireman up there. I can't make the money up north like I do down in the Detroit area, so.
Yeah, the whole idea about being able to live where you want would be the selling point for me. Yeah, very cool again, sir. So you got a few days off, and what's the weather like over there where you're headed?
Yeah, going home for 4 days now before I got to head back down, but... the weather's not too bad. Had some snow coming up 23 and a little part of 75 coming through Flint, but as soon as I got to the 75-675 interchange, the sky is clear and the sun is out, and it feels great.
Yeah, I'm getting that snow flurries that you just drove through prior to you going through Flint, you know. I'm right by Mount Holly, actually, so you probably drove right by me. Over.
Yep,
Yeah, for sure. Drove right through the general vicinity there, so.
You still copy, Kevin?
Yeah, not too much going on. I just got the radio on and kind of monitoring, and glad I was able to catch somebody and have a conversation.
Did I just cut out on you a minute ago? Over.
Oh, that's a negative. It didn't sound like that on my end.
Okay, I might be hearing things. All right, Kevin. Well, it was really good to make your acquaintance. I'm going to cut you loose so you can enjoy your 4 days off. And very good to speak with you this morning. This is WRPV 448, Kurt from Groveland Township, Fort Freedom. And I am clear on your final.
Yeah, Kurt, again, great to talk to you and make your acquaintance as well. Thanks for the conversation. I'll continue on my travels. You have a great day. Happy New Year to you. WRZD 872, this is Kevin. I'm clear, standing by.
How about that station heading to Roscommon, WRUG 488, copy? Station 872, station 872, WRUG 488, copy? RZD 872 WIUG 48, copy.
This is 872, I copy you. How are you doing today? Sorry about that, I had to take a phone call real quick.
That's okay.
I was unable to copy your last. You were cutting in and out.
W.I. Mr. Hill.
I might be getting a little northy. I'm on the fringe. You're still cutting in and out.
I'm over here, Rochester Hills. Copy?
I heard you loud and clear that time.
My name is Jack. WIUG 48. Copy?
I copy, sir.
See you driving all the way to Roscommon. How was the weather by where you had?
Yeah, I had some snow flurries and such coming out of Detroit and up 23, and as soon as I got into Saginaw, all the skies are clear and the sun is shining, so it's a beautiful thing.
It is. That's my first time hearing you out that way. Anyhow, well, I'm going to let you go. I don't know if it's going to make any difference because it's going to be very cold in here next week. They say about 22 below zero. Roger.
Yeah, it's supposed to get pretty frigid up our way, too. Probably the similar, if not a little bit colder temp, so. All right, sir, it was a pleasure making a contact with you this morning. WRZD 872, this is Kevin. I'm clear, standing by.
Hi, Kevin. Good to hear from you. See if you can give us a shout there from Roscommon on 675. There's a repeater or the, what is that, the 575. That will be a shout.
WRZB 872, yeah, for sure. That repeater is not, but maybe 4 or 5 miles from my house, so I will definitely give it a shot.
Thank you, sir. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG 48, Rochester Hills.
Again, good to talk to you, sir. WRZD 872, clear, stand by.
WS E8922 monitoring.
WRZD 872. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, 872, from a fellow firefighter.
Hey, good to talk to you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I was once retired many years ago, but I spent 10 years on the Grambling Fire Department. Over.
Yeah, 10 years. Sometimes that's enough. I'm going on 19 and a half. Down in Westland, which is just west of Detroit.
Do that. Well, good for you. Yeah, I just I was on a what they call paid on call volunteer, if you will. But started out, got my EMT license, spent 10 years on the department. Thought I was going to do that for a career, but ended up going a different direction and. I still, when the fire truck goes by, the hair stands up on the back of my neck. Over.
Yeah, it's in your blood. Sometimes that never goes away. But thanks for the 10 years of service.
Yeah, Roger, appreciate you as well. WSGH 922, Greg, the Grambling, I'll be on the side.
Greg, this is Kevin, WRZB 872. Appreciate talking with you this morning, and I'll be clear, standing by.
Good morning, Greg. WIUG 48, Jack.
Well, hello, Jack. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, except that cold weather. It's a 12-degree here weather.
Roger that. Yeah, it's 17 here, and not looking forward to Monday and Tuesday of next week. They're saying really, really cold. So you hunker down on those 2 days.
Yes, you do. Yeah, that's for sure, Greg. It's getting, I looked up this morning. I was up at 6 o'clock on Channel 7. They were saying it'll be 22 below zero next week.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, the I guess the ice fishermen will be happy. I'm sure there'll be guys out in the middle of Saginaw Bay, and hopefully they don't get blown out in the middle this year. But there's always somebody that wants to get further out. And the wind shifts, and away they go. Over.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, you're sounding good with that radio, just like I'm talking right now on. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. No complaints. The DB20G has been working out for me, for sure.
Yeah, you know that, Greg. No, I'm not going to say anything to anybody, you know, not doing, you know, the way I know. We tested it before and all that. That's how I know.
Roger that, Jack. I'm looking at getting that harvest external antenna here and putting that up in the spring when it gets a little bit nicer out. I think I'll probably get out maybe here a little bit better. But right now, the old cookie sheet with the mag mount's working out pretty good so far.
Yeah, well, obviously, you'll do better, a lot better. And I believe where you at, you probably can talk to Grand Rapids, because I talked to Grand Rapids from here too. And they came in on Sunday one day, it was about 2 months ago. And I also talked to, I don't know if you know that or not, I talked to Ohio almost every day in the summer. But now, because the weather is acting up a little bit, it was a gentleman out of Cleveland, Ohio. He's about 35 miles away. I also talked to New York, Buffalo, New York, and, you know, it's good to have that. It's a good antenna, let me tell you something. You know, now I have that, the number 600, the repeater 600, it's way in downtown Detroit, and it doesn't have that long antenna, all the short antenna they have. And I can reach it from here a little bit, but a little bit scratchy because if it's on high, it'll be a little bit scratchy. But if I put my 50 watt in there, I will be able to reach that 600 very clear. Roger?
Roger that. Yeah, you're reaching out pretty good with that, that kind of distance for sure. Yeah, I was wondering how much further I would be getting out with this radio and the new antenna, you know, the external antenna. Over.
You'll get out. You'll get out probably on, even on, you know, you probably get out to Midland and maybe a Cadillac. I'm sure it may probably be if you know the frequencies out that way. You would get out because you're north of me, so you should have no problem with that antenna. Roger?
Roger that. I was just looking on that as the MI-8 website, and I guess the Flint repeater is located on the top of McLaren Hospital. Is that correct? Over.
Yeah, yes it is. On top of the hospital. And I don't know where, probably by you there, I don't know where the other, that Saginaw repeater is. They said it's way high in the air. And I had a gentleman by you, by Saginaw there. He was the first contact with me. I don't know his call letter. I don't have it in front of him, in front of me. The last four number, I know 432, and I have not heard him from there. But he was sounding good all the way here in Rochester Hills. And you'll do good with that antenna, let me tell you something. I mean, I'm not going to tell you, you know, what it is, but right now I'm talking on that antenna. Roger?
Roger that. Yeah, it's definitely something I'm going to do in the springtime, but I'm not going to venture out there on the roof in the winter. Just not worth it right now. Over.
Oh, I would not do nothing. You're doing good right now, so really I would keep it the way it is. And anyhow, when you get that antenna, make sure it's, you have a good sight, clear sight. Make sure you have a clear sight when you put up that antenna. And get you a good, like I was telling you, a good coax, the LMR coax. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I got it in my cart in Amazon, so just a matter of pulling the trigger, if and when I do. But, yeah, it'll probably be in the springtime. Over.
No, Harry, you're doing good. You're doing good, and if, I don't know, but try to keep in touch at night. Some people driving by you out that way. So you might hear them or scan your radio or something, you know. I don't know the frequencies where you're at because I'm from here, you know. And that's all I can tell you for now. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. I've been messing around a little bit with the different frequencies. I got ham, a couple of the ham channels here, the local ham guys. I listen to that every once in a while. But, yeah, it's been fun so far. Over.
Yeah, so I'll give you that ISS. And I don't know if they got, they weren't here last night at all. I'm going to check the schedule, see what time they'll be here. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, you gave me those that frequency, I don't know, a week or so ago, and I plugged it in, but been monitoring, but I haven't heard anything. I think it's at 437.8000. Over.
I'm checking the schedule. They don't have no schedule here at all. Roger?
I hear you. Well, one of these days we'll catch up to them. Over.
You know what, Greg? If I will check it out. I might give you a shout. You know what I mean? And maybe at night or something like that. Because sometimes that's what happens. They don't come in the daylight. Their schedule. They have a schedule. They come about 3-4 times. A week here in Michigan. I will let you know anyhow. You take care and you have a good evening. Good talking to you, by the way. And keep in touch. WIUG 88.
Sounds good, Jack. It's always a pleasure talking to you as well. So, yeah, I'm usually monitoring. Give me a shout anytime. WSGH-922, I'll be monitoring.
This is WRPB-448 with a quick little PSA now that I know there's some people on frequency. Sheboygan County Bob says hello. He misses everybody, hopes to be talking soon as the technical issues are worked out. He misses everybody. That is all. This is WRPB-448, and I am clear. WRPB-448 monitoring.
USBM 993 monitoring. USBM 993 is monitoring.
This is WRZD-322 Mobile. This is WRPD-448, Kurt, Groveland Township. Also, with a quick announcement, Sheboygan County Bob says hi to the GMRS community. Hopes to be talking on the radio soon as the repeater issues are fixed. That is all. I am monitoring.
WRZD-322 Mobile.
I never say tired because that's a constant state for me. It's just understood. You know what I mean?
Crossing you off the segment machine. What do you mean?
Also on the Saginaw machine, but I'm on a portable right now, so I might not be the best signal into it.
No, you've got an excellent signal right now.
I'm sure, because the signal that I'm receiving from the repeater is a little bit scratchy. It's not at all you, it's just the signal itself. So that's why I was kind of thinking I might have been scratchy into it also.
The last 2 days I've noticed that on all the receivers.
Yeah, I'm in my other vehicle, so I'm using my Motorola portable, and I don't use it very often, so I quite haven't learned all the limitations of it yet as far as locations. Where am I? South of Saginaw, west of Bridgeport, kind of coming into Spalding.
Not that far away from me. I'm in the Union Township.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm going to stop off at the house for a minute over here in Spalding, and then I got to come do some running around in Saginaw and then go home and go to sleep before my real job tonight. Yeah, the receiving on that last transmission was kind of choppy. I'm not sure exactly what you said, but either way, I'm going to be monitoring and trying to avoid all the knuckleheads on the road. Probably listening. Have a great day. It was a pleasure chatting with you. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
WSPM 993.
Good morning, 993 from 810. How are you today?
Good day to yourself. How's it going this morning?
Hey, not too bad. Just doing a bunch of running around.
Measure that. How are we sounding out there this morning?
I got you loud and clear over here.
Roger that. You're coming in loud and clear also on my end. So I got a repeater.
Awesome. Yeah, like I was telling the other gentleman, I'm not in my regular vehicle right now, and I'm just using a portable, so not really quite sure what the range limitations on it are.
Happy that. Yeah, I'm just heading to Frankenmuth right now, still in Saginaw. Normally, if you're in Frankenmuth, can you normally hit the Saginaw repeater, you think on a handheld or no?
I'm in the Marlboro. I usually stay on the Saginaw one for quite a bit. You know, if you have some difficulties, you can always try to switch over to the Mayville machine. That's got a really good footprint. I think I've actually hit both Saginaw and Mayville with an HC from Frankenmuth.
Yeah, I don't have Mayville programmed into my HD. I'm not really too good at programming these radios when it comes to programming. I'm not too literate in that area. Seem to always have a lot of difficulty for some reason, but I got to get it programmed in there one day.
What kind of radio you got?
That's just an HD. It's a Boofang HD.
The software for Chirp is pretty user-friendly and pretty well for anyone. UV5. Yeah. Boofang software, and I have Chirp. And Chirp, yeah. Now, I can definitely help you out with that. If we both have more and, kind of walk.
They didn't copy much of that transmission there. It was pretty choppy and broken up their page.
I may have hit the end of my distance here. I'm kind of headed back the other way, so let me know if my signal got any better.
I'm 993810. Do you copy still?
There, Roger that. I just got myself turned around. I don't know if my signal got any better or not.
A little bit, still a little choppy, but not too bad. A little staticky.
What I was saying was, if you're familiar with Chirp, that's pretty user-friendly for programming radios, and, you know, if you want some help, maybe sometime when we both got some free time, we can meet up, and I can kind of help you through it there.
Roger that. Yeah, meeting up sometime would probably be the best for me because, like I said, I get in there and start playing with stuff. I'll probably have tagging a repeater all erased out of there, basically repeater all erased, but I'll really have it all in a big mess. So I'd rather just leave it alone because I'd probably do more damage than good myself. But, yeah, maybe one of these times we could possibly meet up or something when the both of us got some time or something, you know.
What's the model number of your radio?
Yeah, what did you say, the model of the radio, the model?
Affirmative.
To be honest with you, I'm not even exactly sure. All I know is that it's a dual band FM transceiver, Bofang. That's about all I know. It's orange in color, and that's about all I know about it. I'm not even sure the model, to be honest.
Yeah, figure it out. The Chirp software covers the majority of them, so we should be able to figure it out. All right, I'm going to jump out the car here for a minute, and then I'll be back in just a few minutes. But, yeah, we'll definitely try to get together sometime, get you all set up. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. So I didn't get to catch you in a little bit here. With
Cam Charlie
Zebra 10, clear on your final.
I do that, Dave. We greatly appreciate you all the time. Definitely look forward to talking to you again soon. Take it easy, my friend, and we'll be in touch. This is WSBM 993, clear and monitoring the station.
Your mic gain is too high.
WSBM 993, were you calling me? Go ahead.
Your mic gain is much too high.
And what is too high?
Your mic gain, microphone gain. Mike Gain,
G-A-I-N. How do I adjust that? I'm on a handheld with a external microphone and whatnot. How would I adjust that?
Read the book and look at your menu because you're an idiot. That mic sounds like shit.
Did you say how do you adjust it?
Never mind.
Thank you.
WSBA 848, monitoring the frequency.
WSB 93, looking for an intelligent form of life out there.
You're a little broke up, but you sound good and Flint.
Are you talking to me, Flint?
Here's your key up there. You're a little broke up. I'm monitoring the frequency here in Flint. I'm doing some business up here and figured I'd just say hi back to you.
Well, hello right back. Yeah, they still ain't reached the repeater then. I was just checking to see if they fixed it yet. People are breaking up on it and everything. Anyway, first personal here is Dave over here in Warren. There, go ahead.
Yeah, Dave, this is Bill over here in Flint. We're doing like demolition up here, tearing down these old houses and taking them out of here. And figured I'd just get a little bored waiting and I'd just key it up and say hi to everybody. WSEA 848, back to you.
Yeah, roger that. You're sounding good over to me, but I usually go through the Detroit repeater, but the Detroit repeater is not keying up. It's not functioning. And I know there's a problem with this Mount Clemens one, so this is about the only repeater I could hear is the Detroit or the Mount Clemens one there. Roger?
Yeah, roger. Yeah, they've been having problems with the Mount Clemens, but it'll get it fixed for too long there. Roger?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure a few days back, I talked to the guy on here that runs it. He said something about the antenna, but he wasn't going up there to fix it. It was really cold that day, so I don't know. But yeah, I know they'll get it straight, and I'm kind of wondering what's with Detroit, why Detroit is down there, Roger.
Roger that. Oh, it's been nice talking to you. They're giving me the thumbs up. I got to go back to work, so this is my final. So you have a good day down there, and God bless, and stay warm. WSEA 848, Flint, Michigan, clear.
Yeah, right today at 848. Bill, same here. Good talking to you. Appreciate the radio check and everything else. Be careful out there what you're doing, and you have yourself a good day, too. Talk to you sometime there down the road. Z793, and I'm monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 portable monitoring.
USBM 993 monitoring.
Station 993, you sounding good. WIUG 488.
488, WIUG 488, WSBM 993. I appreciate that, Jack. I had some guy on here earlier when I was talking, trying to tell me that my mic gain was too high. I was like, mic gain? I was like, I didn't even know I had an adjustment on my radio for a mic gain. He says it sounded like crap. And I was like, how do I adjust my mic gain? And I have no idea where there's a mic gain on my radio, unless it's in my settings or something, but I'm not even using the microphone on the HD. I'm using like an external microphone. So I don't know. He said that the mic gain was too high or something, but I don't know. Didn't make any sense to me, but...
Roger, there ain't no mic gain. What you do is just back up a little bit from the mic. Then you'll be okay when you talk. Roger?
Okay, copy that. I just backed away a little bit there. There we go. Copy that. Yeah, you're sounding real good yourself, too. I talk really loud, too, so that could be maybe part of it, too. When I talk or whatever, just in general, I talk really loud, so that could be part of it, but... Anyways, yeah, you're sounding pretty good yourself as well, Jack. Copy?
I just, plus I'm driving. I'm over here, 15 in John R. And I know where you're at exactly. But, yeah, I sound good. You know, just back up a little bit from the mic. You'll be okay. Roger?
Copy that. All right, Jack, you have yourself a good one. It was good hearing from you again. Always good talking to you. And you take it easy, and we'll talk again soon. And this will be WSBM 993 clear on your final, and you have a good one.
Roger that. You take care and have a good day. It's sunshine here, by the way, and the temperature is about 24. Anyhow, talk to you later. WIUG 488 clear.
WSAG 266, radio check. WSAG 266 radio check.
266,
WSAG 908,
and that's loud and clear in Waterford.
Okay, thank you much. Appreciate it, and you have a great day. WSAG 266, and I'm clear.
WSGG 772 calling WRVS 713. Dave, read over. WSGG 772 calling WRVS 713. Dave, you read over. It's a negative on a WRVS 1713. This is Whiskey Sahara Golf Golf 722 or 772. Over and out.
WSBX 870, looking for a radio check, please.
Okay, it's working, my radio check. WITC 959.
Thank you for the response. How am I sounding there? Over.
Sounds like you're either on a handheld or mobile. A little bit crunchy in the background, but the transmission is coming through clear.
All right, thank you, sir. I'm over in Dryden, township, speaking to the Flex Tower or Flex Repeater right now. So it's a long distance. So I'm glad I'm picking it up. Well, thanks for the response.
Yeah, you're doing good from that distance. I'm kind of in the same boat myself. I'm in the new loafer coming off the front of here, so we're both kind of covering some area there. But now it sounds good. Are you guys 2959? I'm back finally.
WSEX 870, clear. WSTX 870 monitoring.
WSDS 311, this is WSDN 87.
Wow, that was a little shocking. I'm not sure. Are you reading me here, 887?
Yes, sir, Reedy, this is 87. Is this 311?
You funny. Yes, this is 311. It's been a while. Nice to know that your radio's still working. Over.
Yeah, I thought I'd give you a jingle since I haven't seen you in a few days. Did I have that green card ready? Yeah, over.
Oh, that's funny. I will have it ready. It's all loaded up and ready to go. Over.
All right. It's looking like I got a 15-minute ride ahead of me. So, WSDN, I think it's me, 887, standby.
I don't know if you noticed that it's pretty dang clear out right now. I should probably get online and figure out what planets I'm looking at here. Sure, there's at least three of them I can see. Oh, maybe four. Okay, I'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah, I did see something that they were saying that these could be four or five planets lined up that we could see. Over.
Yikes, that must be why I feel so invigorated. It's all of those planetary alignment and all the gravitational pull. Yeah, that's it. That's cool. All right, I'll see you in a little bit, eh?
Yes, and that must be why it was like crazy today. Those planets must have something to do with everyone's energy.
That's funny. Yeah, maybe there is something to that.
Yeah, I read a little bit about this a few days ago, but I never did follow up on it. Yeah, we'll have to see if there's more craziness over there, you know, over the next few days or whenever this event peaks out. We'll have to check it out.
Roger that. Hey, 311, was that appropriate? I'm used to saying Roger on my school walkie. If not, I'll do better. Okay, I'm out. 887 out.
Yeah, it certainly, you don't need to say Roger, but I think it's funny when you say it. Roger. Okay, see you in a few minutes, WSDS 311.
WSFP 902, you around? WSFZ 793. No, Kathy, WSFP 902. Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu 793.
Radio check.
Station 966. WIUG 3D, copy.
WRNW 329.
Station 329, go ahead.
Yes, sir, how you doing this evening, Jack?
All very good, except cold, that's about it.
Copy that. Definitely cold. It's not going to get any better anytime soon, I don't think, but we'll survive it.
Did you make it to your appointment today?
Not today. On the 20th.
Okay, I copy that. I thought I seen one that was for the 15th today. I thought. Maybe I got the numbers mixed up.
Okay, no problem. How was work today? Tired a little bit?
It was just another day. Didn't work too hard. Went in, did my time, and just trying to stay warm was the toughest battle. The doors opening and closing over there. Pretty chilly on the end where I'm sitting at. They got trucks coming in and out, so it's pretty cool upstairs.
Yeah. Well, today I was on the 10 meter, and I heard about 5-6 people, they were on it. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I was on there for a little bit off and on. I talked to British Columbia. I'm trying to think way down South America. I'd have to look on my log here. A couple guys I made contact with, I talked to them already. There was a little bit of coming through. I think it's pretty quiet now, isn't it?
Calmed down a little bit, and I had to leave and come back. I just came back. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm in Bagger. Got once the sun went down, started getting a lot of noise for some reason. But yeah, I don't know what's going on out there now. I see around 6-7. I hear China coming in. Didn't hear none today though.
Well, I don't know. The Sheboygan repeater is down. The Detroit repeater is down. And the Mount Clemens are acting up. So I don't know.
Copy that. I tried to key down on the Detroit repeater today on the way from work and didn't get no response out of it. But maybe this, you get the moisture and then you get all the cold weather. Things freeze up, I don't know, it creates issues, I guess.
That's how it is. It's always like that. You get moisture. Yeah, what are you going to do? You know, you got to get through it when they can. I don't blame them with that cold weather out there.
Oh yeah, I copy that. You can't be climbing no towers or be up on some icy rooftop. Not at this moment. Anyways, not the safest. But maybe we get some mild weather in the next couple weeks, maybe. I'm hoping. But yeah, it's not looking good right now.
After the cold weather, which is on the 19th, they said it's going to be very cold. All the way next week, I guess. I just looked at this morning, about 6 o'clock, and they're saying it's going to be like 22 below zero. That's what I was, the whole week next week.
Yeah, I didn't get the exact temperature, but I know it's supposed to drop down pretty good by next week, so anything with water pipes, is it not? Everything not closed in tight, you definitely have a problem with that. A car battery, if you don't have a good one, it's definitely going to let you know with this cold weather coming.
And not only that, make sure your tank is filled up with gas. Otherwise, it would not start. And, you know, in the back old days, it happened to me. I don't know if it was going to get that cold. It would not start at all because I had a very low gas in the tank. So then I went and got some gas and put it in the tank and start up. But same thing right now. I guess it will freeze up that 87 octane, huh?
I'm not sure of the gas freezing up, but I see when you got a low tank, you get a little moisture in the tank itself, I guess, and the moisture is what freezes up if you get moisture in the tank. With those really low temperatures, from what I understand, but I don't think the gas will actually freeze.
You're probably right. The moisture is good in the tank, and those pipes. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, well, that was in the 80s, that's what happened. But now I haven't seen any yet.
Well, nowadays they got a lot of different additives in their fuel. That probably helps too. But if you keep a full tank, that's what I usually do if it's cold weather. I try to keep the tank full. You gotta let the car run a little longer than normal to get it warmed up. You got lots of fuel.
Are you on a handheld? Because there was a little bit bigger fade out and came right back.
On the handheld, Ed, just sitting in the living room. I got it straight up and down. It usually talks pretty good from here, but might be some little could be me, maybe. I'm not moving too much here. Or getting some kind of interference.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, no big deal. I wouldn't worry about it too much. You're sounding good anyhow. With that radio. What, is that the Wixom Ocean radio?
I'm on that Quajang. What's it called? Quajang. Yeah, I'm on that radio. My battery's getting a little low. I forgot to charge it.
Only one thing. Those are hell of a radio. And really, they are, you know. And they put, you can put it in, I was telling you, you can put the airports and all that in it and listen to them on that radio.
Okay, I don't have any logged into my memory, but I do scan on it once in a while and pick up some airplane communications every once in a while. I need to do some more programming.
I see what you're saying. Well, Tim, good to hear from you and good talking to you. You take care. I gotta go outside and take that garbage outside. That garbage man coming tomorrow get it. So I'll talk to you a little bit later. Tell me how you do what you think.
Alright, Jack, nice talking to you. Matter of fact, I gotta go out and check my garbage can. I don't think they didn't show up earlier. Maybe they're gonna miss a day. They usually skip a day here and there. Late, pick it up, but we'll talk to you a little later. WRNW 329, we're clear.
WSFT 02. Thank you. Round. WSFT 793. I guess not. Contact 902. WSFC 793 is sitting back.
Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.